Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Lincoln Assassination, Crime and Punishment, Myth and Memory is a scholarly anthology edited by Craig L. Simmons, Harold Holzer, and Frank J. Williams, bringing together essays by established Lincoln and Civil War historians. Rather than retelling only the familiar sequence of John Wilkes Booth shooting Abraham Lincoln at Ford Theater, the volume studies the wider consequences of the assassination in public life, law, political culture, and historical memory. Its subject is therefore both an event and a national response: grief, anger, punishment, debate, commemoration, and mythmaking after April 1865. The book belongs to Civil War history, presidential history, legal history, and memory studies, and it is designed for readers who want more than a narrative of the murder itself. Its purpose is to show how Lincoln's death was interpreted by contemporaries, processed by institutions, and later transformed into enduring symbols that shaped American understanding of martyrdom, Union victory, and national trauma. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, an anthology format that widens the assassination beyond a single narrative. A central feature of the book is its edited, multi-author structure. Instead of presenting one continuous account of the assassination plot, the volume gathers specialized essays that approach the subject from different angles. This format matters because the Lincoln assassination has often been treated either as a dramatic crime story or as a field for conspiracy speculation. The anthology instead separates the event into legal, cultural, political, and memorial dimensions, allowing each contributor to examine a narrower question with historical care. The presence of scholars such as Harold Holzer, Craig L. Simmons, Frank J. Williams, Thomas R. Turner, Edward Steers Jr., Michael W. Kaufman, Elizabeth D. Leonard, and others signals a focus on documented research rather than sensational reconstruction. The result is not a simple replacement for a narrative history of Booth and the conspirators, but a companion that asks how the assassination was understood and managed. This makes the book useful because it demonstrates that a single national event can generate many histories at once: criminal investigation, military justice, public emotion, visual culture, political legitimacy, and long-term remembrance. Secondly, public reaction in April 1865 reveals a divided and unstable political culture. The book pays close attention to the immediate public response to Lincoln's death, and this is one of its most important contributions. The assassination occurred just after Confederate surrender at Appomattox, when Union victory seemed near but national reconciliation remained uncertain. Public mourning was widespread, yet the volume also notes that some Americans reacted with indifference, anger toward Lincoln, or even satisfaction. These reactions were not minor curiosities. They exposed the unresolved hatreds of the Civil War and the fragility of post-war authority. Reports of people being punished for disloyal or celebratory remarks show how speech, loyalty, and public order became entangled after the murder. The book, therefore, treats public emotion as historical evidence, not merely atmosphere. Mourning rituals, street reactions, sermons, printed tributes, and hostile comments all reveal how Americans interpreted the meaning of the crime. By emphasizing variation rather than uniform grief, the anthology resists the simplified image of a completely united nation. It shows that Lincoln martyrdom was created in a contested environment, where grief, fear, revenge, and political calculation operated at the same time. Thirdly, the military trial of the conspirators raises enduring questions about justice and emergency power. A major theme in the volume is the legal response to the assassination, especially the use of a military commission to try the accused conspirators. This dimension distinguishes the book from accounts that focus mainly on Booth flight and capture. The trial of figures associated with the conspiracy, including Mary Surratt, Lewis Powell, David Harold, George Atzerodt, Samuel Mudd, and others, has long been debated because it took place in the charged atmosphere of wartime emergency and national rage. The anthology examines the proceeding as both a judicial event and a political act. The key issue is not only whether guilt existed, but also how a government under crisis balances due process, national security, public demand for punishment, and the need to demonstrate authority. By addressing military jurisprudence, judges, prosecutors, evidence, and the status of the defendants, the book places the assassination within a broader history of constitutional stress. Its treatment helps readers see why the trial remains controversial. It was not simply a legal aftermath, but a test of how Republican institutions respond when violence strikes the head of state. Fourthly, funerals, sermons, images, and memorial rituals transformed Lincoln into a national martyr. The book gives significant attention to the cultural and memorial work that followed the assassination. Lincoln's death did not automatically become a stable national symbol. It was interpreted through sermons, funeral ceremonies, lithographs, newspaper accounts, public processions, and later historical writing. The funeral journey and mass mourning created a shared ritual space in which many Americans could link personal grief to Union sacrifice. religious language often framed Lincoln as a martyr, giving the murder moral and providential meaning beyond the facts of the crime. Visual culture also played an important role, turning the deathbed, the funeral train, and the grieving nation into repeated images that helped standardize public memory. This process is important because it shows how historical events become icons. The book treats memorialization as active construction rather than passive remembrance. Lincoln became a figure through whom Americans could discuss sacrifice, national rebirth, emancipation, and the cost of civil war. At the same time, the making of a heroic memory could simplify conflict, obscure political complexity, and turn contested history into reverent symbolism. Lastly, myth and evidence are balanced against speculation in a field shaped by fascination. The Lincoln assassination has always attracted intense public interest. From careful archival research to speculative theories about hidden sponsors and broader conspiracies, the anthology stands out because it acknowledges that fascination while grounding its essays in evidence and scholarly method. Its title links myth and memory because the event has never existed only as a solved crime. It has been retold through suspicion, reverence, political argument, local memory, courtroom controversy, and popular culture. The book does not need to endorse sensational claims in order to explain why they persist. Assassinations create gaps, rumors, and symbolic needs, especially when they occur at moments of national crisis. By examining overlooked details and interpretive traditions, the contributors show how responsible history differs from mere debunking. It asks what can be known, what remains uncertain, and why certain stories endure. This approach is valuable because it protects the complexity of the subject. The assassination is not reduced to a murder mystery, nor is it dissolved into myth. Instead, the book studies the movement from evidence to interpretation and from interpretation to public memory. In conclusion, The Lincoln Assassination, Crime and Punishment. Myth and Memory is best suited for readers who already know the basic outline of April 14, 1865, and want a deeper understanding of what followed. Civil War students, Lincoln specialists, legal history readers, and serious general readers will benefit most from its essay format. The practical intellectual benefit is that it teaches readers to examine a famous event through institutions and memory, as well as through action. The assassination becomes a lens for studying emergency justice, public loyalty, punishment, mourning rituals, printed imagery, religious interpretation, and the creation of national symbols. Compared with more conventional books on the subject, this volume does not simply narrate Booth movements or reconstruct the conspiracy. Its strength lies in showing how the murder was processed by courts, crowds, clergy, artists, officials, and later historians. That makes it especially useful as a corrective to both oversimplified patriotic memory and sensational conspiracy treatment. The anthology may feel less unified than a single author narrative, but that is also part of its value. It offers multiple scholarly perspectives on a single historical rupture. It stands out in its category because it treats Lincoln assassination as crime, punishment, myth, and memory at once, rather than privileging only the crime itself. If you would like to support Craig L. Simmons, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.